So a big thank you for joining us, Tom, once again. First things first, how's training been this week?
It's been good, yeah. We had a good chat after the Harrogate game, then before training on Tuesday. We've had a few of our concerns, what we need to work on and things like that. So hopefully we'll put this little bad run to bed now and we're going to crack on with 9 cup finals to go.
Now, the main focus last week and for previous weeks has obviously been the goal scoring side of things. How's that side of training gone? Because obviously we've got two young forwards and it's a big ask to try and make them hit the ground running. But how have they been in training this week?
Yeah, of course, it's difficult and it's always going to be tough to judge them against one of, if not the best team in the league. To be honest, they look good in spells. So yeah, we have done a lot of working in the final third this week as well. So hopefully we'll be able to break that duck and we'll go and score a few goals on Saturday and in the coming week.
And how's the personnel looking going into this game? Because obviously I think Sam Baird he picked up a slight knock, didn't he, at Harrogate? How are we looking on the squad front?
Yeah, touch wood, it'll be the same squad for Harrogate. We've not picked anything up in training or anything like that. Sam's absolutely fine. It was just nothing more than a niggle. And then we've got Joe Logan, who's going to be coming back into full-time training next week. So that's a bonus for us as well.
Oh, that is a bonus. How important is a player like Joel Logan to the squad? Because we have kind of missed that finesse, haven't we, I feel?
Yeah, his aggression in going forward has been greatly missed. Obviously, that side has been a bit of a problem for us this season. He got injured, then Tommy Walker left, and then Zach Corbett got injured. So it's been a little bit of a problem there, and I think Luke's come in and done well. But yeah, we have missed his pace and his power, and it just creates things out of nothing. So yeah, we have missed him.
Now, the other thing to mention about FC United isn't just the goal scoring or the injuries, it's the away form. And,
yep.
You know, Boston United, obviously at time of recording, we're hearing about amber warnings and all kind of things. Best, if you're listening to this, best just to check Twitter before setting off. But unfortunately, we don't have that luxury, do we, Tom? We're going to leave and probably find out when we get to Lincoln that the game's off. But how difficult are aways like this, going to a place like Boston?
To be honest, when you're in the side, you don't really think about the run of form away from home. You just go in and approach it as you would any other game. Obviously, they are difficult places to go. Boston are known for having a bit of a big crowd and things like that, so they'll get on our backs and do the best to put us off our game. But we just approach it as same as any other game. So we've had some good chats and we've heard our concerns. So hopefully now the squad's all pulling in the same direction, singing off the same hymn sheet, so to speak. And we're just going to go for it these last 9 games and see where we finish.
I mean, this is the most remarkable thing, and we touched upon it on this week's show as well. The fact that, you know, we're 11 points from the playoffs. it is remarkable, and we're 2 points behind Boston. And admittedly, Boston have 3 games in hand, but it doesn't feel like we're in a relegation battle. How are you approaching this? These last 9 games, other than you know we have to do well in all of them. The pressure's on, isn't it?
Yeah, of course the pressure's on, but there's a lot of pressure on a lot of teams as well. So it's just the teams that will go on a decent run of form at the right time that'll stay up. If you have the bad run of form at the wrong time, then unfortunately, it's probably one of the teams to drop. We're hoping that we've had our bad run of form now and we can get out of that, go win a few games. And like you say, if we can take 4, 5, 6 points this over the next week, we'll look a completely different side and a little, completely different position in the league. And I think the panic will probably slowly disappear. I mean, us as a squad, us as a management team, we're not panicking yet. We know the quality that we've got in the side. We know the quality that we've got on the bench. So we're not panicking. We've just got to take one game at a time, and fingers crossed we pick up as many points as we can away from home and keep our good form at home.
Interestingly, you've not ruled out the playoffs there, Tom. I've noticed. So keep
that. To be honest, playoffs has never been in the question for me. Obviously, when we went on that good run, everyone was getting a little bit giddy, but I knew we had a lot of tough games to come. We'll just concentrate on ourselves and we'll see where we can finish.
Well, Tom, a big thank you for joining us and we'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for coming on the show.
Top one. Cheers, bud.